All right. Guys, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Guys, you got to believe it. You got to believe it's going to happen for you and then act like it. Once you believe it, do the things that you're taught to do. Do the things you know you need to do. It can happen for you as well. Listen, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. I know there's a lot of noise going on around there and a lot of hope and expectation for what the company is going to do. Come to this call. You're going to hear about it, okay? Now, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. This gentleman is the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, has been for the last 13 consecutive years. He's one of the top 20 income earners in network marketing worldwide. You get to hear from him tonight. Please welcome my dear friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call, sir.
Well, thank you, Bear. Appreciate the kind words, and I'm really, really excited to get on the call tonight. We've got Kirk Rand coming on a little bit later in the call, and a couple of the people in his organization are just scalding it with residual incomes going up and things rocking and rolling. So excited to hear their testimony as well. I have gotten on several calls here lately, and yesterday Eric Johnstone was on a couple of Zoom calls and / conference calls, and kind of let everybody know that I'd been inside talking with Vistra, which I'd kind of been keeping pretty quiet, and but based on his comments and them seeking my counsel and everything, I thought I'd go over a little bit of what's happened there. I've gotten quite a few calls and text messages on that. So, kind of want to peel the onion back a little bit and talk to you a little bit about that, because there's just been some great things that have happened. And I'm going to try to keep it at a high level. I don't have enough time to go into the entire story, but I was, most of y'all recall my mishap at Ambition, where I fell off the stage on Thursday and spent the rest of the day, praying that I'd be able to make it from my bed to the restroom, and locked up in my room. So at Ambition, I didn't get a chance to meet the Vistra people at all. I heard them at the initial luncheon speak, but literally did not shake their hands or meet them, fell off the stage. That was it for me at Ambition. So at their request, I had a meeting in October before the acquisition with Chris Chambliss, myself, Scott Hudson, and Jim Burke. And Scott Hudson, for those of you that may not know, is the head of Vistra Retail, runs all of the retail products in Vistra. And Jim Burke is the chief operating officer over all of Vistra, which includes the generation, the entire company. And the generation in Vistra is about 75% of the revenue. So we had an initial meeting. They were interested in meeting me, giving my thoughts of things that they could do to improve the company and so on and so forth. And it was a very, very frank discussion of some, the great things with Ambit Energy, some of the current pain points, some of the history of, and I pointed out specifically things that I felt were important after they acquired the company and after they got through the mechanics of, who they were going to retain and who were they going to let go, and the merging of the departments and who was going to report to whom. After they worked through all that, it was really important to put the nose to the grindstone, and it made them understand that I understood that there wasn't enough time to rewrite a whole bunch of programs and do a whole lot in the way of announcements at simulcast. And also, for those of you on this call that may not be aware of it, they had just acquired another large company in the summer of last year. So they were in the throes of integrating that company into Vistra as well and going through the same process. So I had a very, very positive meeting. I was very frank and talked about, rates. We talked about better communication from corporate to the field and how that had been lacking over the years. And we talked a lot about strategy, what was the strategy going to be, and how things would shake out after the acquisition. So of course, the acquisition occurred. And sure enough, you know, that occurred in the beginning of November. Well, we all know that Thanksgiving comes right followed by Christmas, holidays, and so on and so forth. So just as we had all basically agreed that there wasn't going to be a whole lot that could be done for simulcast, but, you know, we had the first introduction of Sydney, Chief Marketing Officer, Cindy Seeger, and at Power Trip, along with Scott Hudson. Question and answer session on Friday night went spectacularly, and you know, rolled into the holidays and rolled into simulcast with a good promotion announcement and so on and so forth. And after that simulcast, I was in Dallas, and Jim and I talked at the Jim Burke, that's Chief Operating Officer of Vistra, and I said, hey, you know, it's time to go to work. It's time to, you know, really, really start to sink our teeth into it. And you guys continue to do what you're doing, and you know, let me get involved. And so I've had several subsequent meetings with Vistra. The first ones were eyeball to eyeball, you know, before the coronavirus thing. And I, you know, went to Vistra headquarters. The initial meeting was Scott Hudson, Jim Burke, and myself. And a very, very frank discussion, and we identified three main areas that we felt collectively, you know, that I felt and they were receptive to needing some work. And so the first one, and first and foremost, was around rates. And you know, the rates in Texas have left something to be desired and needed to get changed pretty quickly. And so we had this meeting, you know, approximately a 3 or 4 weeks ago, and you know, we said, okay, the first thing we're going to do is we're gonna do a teleconference with rates, and you know, express to them, hey, you need to give me some insight to your side of the business. You know, no one on this call, nor am I, in the energy business, and there's always weighing factors, you know, from regulatory, legal, and that sort of thing, but also from actual costs. You know, that there's a perception in the field that, you know, because we're now doing our own generation, that we're picking up pennies per kilowatt hour. And for those of you that may not be familiar with basis points, you know, Doug Parker, for example, his main business is in processing credit cards. And in the processing of credit cards, when a credit card processor puts his machinery into your place of business, whatever that business may be that accepts credit cards, that processor makes basis points. And one basis point is 1/100th of a penny. Okay, so 100 basis points equals a penny. Well, the energy marketplace is such that we're really dealing in basis points. So where, yes, we picked up some basis points from, you know, taking Shell out of the center of the equation and putting Luminant, the generating company that Vistra owns, into the equation, it's not like we picked up, you know, big fractions of a penny, much less additional pennies. Now, obviously, there were great economies that were picked up, and, you know, we don't have two legal departments and don't have a separate accounting department, and, you know, customer care was integrated into the mechanism, so there were some cost savings there. But, you know, it takes a while to get your arms around that financially. You know, made a $475 million investment in a company. You are beholden to your shareholders, where you've got to get a return of and on your investment. And to that end, you know, they had to be careful to understand what they had purchased, because if you look at the other five or six verticals that they have in the retail business, you know, three of them are internet based. I mean, they're just getting customers on the internet. There's little to no customer acquisition. There's no ongoing commission paid. And so that's a low cost, low budget acquisition, and low cost to the end consumer product. And then you have their higher end brands like TXU and now Ambit, where the cost of acquisition is higher than those budget brands. And so, you know, went through that educational process. And what happened from that initial meeting is we set up a meeting with rates. It was a teleconference. It was scheduled for the week that the coronavirus kind of hit. Vistra had to shut down their headquarters, and you can imagine from Jim Burke's perspective, They've got all the employees in the generation, which is national security issues and economy issues there. The generation can't go down. They've got the whole retail under Scott, and how are they going to do customer care? And then, of course, they've got huge financial ramifications that, you know, people are going to be unable to pay their bills, and how are they going to deal with that? So I said, okay, well, this coronavirus thing is going to push the pause button here for the next month or so. And I kind of was, even though they didn't tell me that, well, you know, we were supposed to have a meeting on Monday that it hit. By Thursday, I had an email that let's have a Zoom meeting the next Wednesday, which was last Wednesday. And so we did the Zoom meeting. They briefed me on the product set. And, you know, I can tell you, you know, I'm under a non-disclosure, so I can't get into the details of it. But what I can tell you is I've never been more excited about what's getting ready to happen in Ambit Energy. So, you know, first and foremost, there's some stuff out there saying that I'm not engaged in the business anymore, and that, you know, that they're not listening to me or whatever. You know, quite the opposite. You know, I went from retired. You know, I had the pleasure of sitting in Coach Alan Johnston's living room, doing my final sunset tour stop in Tyler, Texas, when the news broke on the internet that there was a rumor that Ambit was going to be sold to Vistra Energy. And I sent it over to Tex. He was kind enough to let me sit in his easy chair. This is a day, you know, you have certain days in your life that you're never going to forget, and this is one I'll never forget. And, you know, I was blessed to share it with a good friend. And I got that thing and I sent it over to Coach. He goes, "What do you think?" I said, "I think it's the best thing that could have happened to Ambit Energy," you know. So from the pickup from Vistra acquiring Ambit Energy, huge pickup in security. I can't even imagine if Ambit Energy could survive with what's getting ready to happen with the financial impact of the coronavirus thing. Now, from our perspective, it has no impact whatsoever. We're paid on bills, and we're going to get our commissions. And so, you know, don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. But from Vistra's perspective, they're going to be, you know, having to come up with financial accommodations for people that can't pay their electric bill, and therein lies the opportunity. And I kind of want to go over the corona virus thing, and then I want to direct my comments specifically to another issue. But, you know, I did this call 2 weeks ago. And in that call, you know, I was saying, hey, you may not want to do, you know, group meetings or in homes. You know, I think people will have a little trepidation about that. But, you know, meet people eyeball to eyeball in a coffee shop if you feel like doing that, great. And I talked about the movement from being eyeball to eyeball to being online, but still feeling like, hey, if you wanted to meet with somebody and they were comfortable with it and you were comfortable with it, you could do it. And then turn around, you know, within days after that, basically the country getting shut down, you know, the social distancing and all the new stuff. And most of you are probably already aware of this, but today President Trump came out and said, hey, you know, we're not going to make Easter to open things back up. We want the distancing and everything to stay in place through the 30th of April, which is going to have this. The cities like mine, Austin, Texas, is, you know, we're not statewide, but citywide, you know, we're in a shelter in place order in Austin. So all those local orders, state orders, will coincide with that order. So, you know, we're basically status quo for the entire month of April. And then we're also, have the, you know, right after that you have May. Well, May is the turnaround and, month supposedly. And again, you know, no one has a perfect crystal ball when it comes to this, but I apologize, the phone ringing in the background. I forgot to take it out of the room, before I made the call. But, you know, May, I kind of see as the turnaround month. So that means we're, you know, at a high level before things start to roll back and get back to normal in June or July. We all know that's going to have a huge economic impact on our business. But I want you to think about our business. You know, not a product driven business, not a, you know, another network marketing, you know, also ran sort of situation, or even one of the major product driven companies like, you know, Shackley or New Skin, or, you know, some of those companies like Shackley are going to do well because people are taking note of their nutrition. They know they need to have vitamin C and so on and so forth. But, you know, a lot of companies that have one product that's, you know, kind of a marginal type product, not so much a success. So, you know, you're going to have fallout in the network marketing business, but, you know, what we market is a public utility that's unconsciously purchased, you know, and you start to think about dynamically how we're different. You know, our bills are going up right now. You know, yes, there are going to be people that are going to have some issues paying. It doesn't affect our business at all as Ambit Energy Consultants. But the bottom line is everybody's going to have electricity. No one's shutting off their electricity. You know, they're going to take their stimulus money and pay their electric bill before they're going to pay the power bill. A good number of people are going to be set and, you know, continue to do their jobs. They're going to have little or no effect. But what it is going to do is it's going to put doubt in everybody's mind. So you had 3.4 million people file for unemployment last week. I'm sure it'll be a couple of million this week. And that number is still going to be astronomical, and a lot more people are going to get laid off. Those people are looking for an opportunity, and they're numbers that the likes of which we've never seen in the United States of America ever, anything close to it. You know, I can remember back in the day when the Twin Towers came back in New York and the effect it had on our business. You know, it was devastating for those of you that were, you know, up in the Northeast, you know, certainly in the city, but even over the whole state, you know, just shut down the whole state, and economically it had a major impact. Well, you think about that occurring in every major city where there's a major breakout, and those cities are growing, and though they'll reside and things will get back to normal, you know, you're talking about having an event that's happening in New York right now that pales in what happened with 9/11. You know, when 9/11 happened, yeah, things in Manhattan were shaken up for a while, but, you know, if you were out on the island or any place else in the state and you wanted to go to dinner that night, you could, you know, and you could call a plumber and could go to grocery stores, you know, business went on. So what we're dealing with in this coronavirus thing is of a magnitude the likes of which the world has never seen since the recording of history, literally. And I'm not trying to be over dramatic with it, but that's the fact. And it's going to get a little bit worse before it starts to get better. And even when it gets better, what's going to happen is you're going to have all the unemployed. They're looking for opportunity. You're going to have the people that maybe were furloughed but then brought back. They're scared to death, you know, because nothing like this ever entered in their mind. And then you're going to have people that kept their job, but they went through weeks and weeks and weeks of, you know, am I still going to have a job? I'm sure the people that work for me, you know, are in that situation, though they're not going to lose their job. Everybody has this trepidation and this doubt. And so I know I know that the greatest opportunity that has ever existed is right now, today, in Ambit Energy. Now, with that said, let me be frank and honest with you, and I was on the last couple of calls that I've been. We've got to correct the rates in Texas, okay? The rates to retain a customer and acquire a customer in the traditional way that we built the business just don't exist today. Vistra knows that. They're committed to it. They're working on new rate plans right now. And as Eric said, and so I'm going to parrot what Eric said, is in the near term, you know, in the near term, you're going to see that situation correct itself. You know, not months from now, probably not even a month from now. In the near term, you're going to see that situation correct itself. We've got fall off rates in the Northeast that need to be addressed so that we can retain the customers that don't renew their contracts in our guaranteed saving states. And we've got some third-party verification issues where the hold times are too long, people are rude, and so on and so forth. Every single one of those are being addressed, I can assure you, and every single one of them is going to get fixed sooner versus later. So I think that when you look at how this thing is going to stretch out, presidents talked about, you know, social distancing through the end of April. that's not going to stop in the hot spots like LA and New York and New Orleans and Chicago and some of the other other cities, and it may be extended for the rest of the country at that point as well. That brings us into May. May starts the turnaround. You're going to start to see the numbers going down. You know, people slowly are going to get back to work. In June or July, it's going to, you know, get, and again, this is just my opinion, going to get back to normal. That means between now and then, and even way beyond then, we have an opportunity unlike any other. Why? Because our service, not our product, you know, I can't even imagine being in a product company, but our service is unconsciously purchased and habitually used. And in the hierarchy of needs of a human being, number one is oxygen, number two is water. So if you don't have oxygen, you'll die the quickest. If you don't have water, you'll dehydrate and die the next quickest. Third is food, you know, nutrition. So if you don't have nutrition, you'll die. And then fourth is shelter. And in shelter in a first world country like the United States, you're going to pay your electric bill before you pay your rent and your mortgage. And in fact, there are going to be, you know, stays on evictions and mortgages and that sort of thing. And so, you know, we couldn't be positioned any better. Not that I wish this on the country or anything else. To me, it's a gift from God. You know, it's a gift from God in a time when our company has struggled. You know, we're going through this acquisition. We struggled a little before the acquisition, and I think a lot of that was positioning to sell the company, and that's fine. You can't correct history. What I know is that you can hit the ground running tomorrow. So I want to point you to some resources, and, you know, I hope to coordinate these resources more so than they are today, but you can go to the EC Factory Facebook page and you'll see postings on, you know, when customer gathering webinars are and different calls are and so on and so forth. People doing a lot of business presentations via Zoom and so on and so forth, not just an EC Factory. But if you go to ambitateam.com, that's a redirect to take you to Zoom meetings. I'm going to be on one tomorrow night. You can go to team526.biz, B-I-Z, so not .com, but team526.biz. And on team526.biz is the schedule for Zoom meetings, presentations. I know the Ambit Rainmakers, which is Mir and Holly in that group, got a lot of really good stuff going on in the way of Zoom meetings and so on and so forth. I was on a great Facebook Live meeting last night talking about how to market via Facebook and so on and so forth. So our business is changing. You know, our environment has changed, the likes of which we've never encountered before. We can't meet with people eyeball to eyeball. It's a great time to begin to understand and position yourself from a training perspective of how to take care of things virtually. So I'm going to encourage everybody to tie in to all the resources out there. If you don't do Facebook, or you don't know how to market on Facebook, or you don't know anything about all that, there's a lot of good recorded stuff out there that you can tie into and learn the basics and get started right away on how to meet new people in the virtual world. And I think what'll happen at the end of it is, as some people take on that challenge and begin to learn how to market that way, I think what's going to happen is that as the traditional way comes back, you're going to be able to blend the two, like a lot of younger, more sophisticated digital people have been able to do, and blow the business up. So to me, the opportunity in Ambit Energy has never been better. Yes, we have issues. We have issues around rates. We have issues around culture. We have issues around communication. I can tell you that I basically have come out of retirement, if you will, and have stepped up to be advisory. Now, I also want to say, guys, that I have no official capacity. You know, my job is to go in and say, okay, I understand this is how you think of it from a mechanical business perspective, and I have a very strong business background, as most of you know, so I understand that as well as they do for their own business, being Vistra. But also understand the dynamics of our channel. The dynamics of our channel are different than any other marketing channel they currently have, and it's something that they haven't done. I can tell you that Eric and Daryl and their team has never worked harder and put in more hours in beginning the educational curve of that. And so I think a lot of the delay that's occurred is for them to understand kind of the nature of the beast, if you will. And now that they've understood it, and now that they that I'm bringing the dynamics of, hey, this is how it works mechanically, but dynamically, this is how it works. And I'll give you an example real quick so that I can be clear and we can move on to the next topic. In Texas right now, it's tough to renew a customer because our rate is tiered that the bigger the kilowatt usage is, the higher the rate. And so if you've got somebody that uses over 1,000 or even worse, over 2,000 kilowatts, the net rate that the consumer gets is just not competitive. And so you might have a customer that's 7, 8, 9 years old that was on automatic pay and is a loyal customer because they're your best friend or your brother-in-law and they live in a nice house that does, you know, a couple thousand kilowatts or 1,500 kilowatts. And basically in today's rate structure, you're challenged to be able to get them in a product that Ambit has. And so those customers, you know, say, well, hey, you know, I really appreciate your help and everything, but it looks right now it's better for me to go over here. In some instances, you're pointing them in a different direction. All of that is getting ready to change. But here's the dynamics of that situation. It's not that Vistra or you or I lose one customer. It's that we lose a customer point. And then if we lose another customer point and another customer point, and all of a sudden we lose our 20 customer points and we go down to the next level and we don't get paid on the seventh level anymore, we may lose 50% of our income if we've been in the business for a while and built a big residual income. You know, we might have customer points that denigrate with very tough for us in a native market in Texas to replace them that, you know, basically prevent us from our next promotion. So there's a dynamic side to that rate that is real for us as consultants. And what I can tell you is, I don't know what the new products are going to be. I haven't seen any of that yet. But I have seen the structure of the new products, and what I can tell you is that we're working towards something that I'm very confident Vistra is going to have a solution that's going to work for not only the people that are doing customer gathering and you know, the non-traditional way, whether it be the internet, apartment complexes, or whatever that may be, a product that works for them, but also a product that works for those of us that are more traditional in the way that we build the business. So, you know, my job is to point out the dynamics so that they understand the impact of, you know, if my residual falls in half because I can't get my customer points, I'm not real excited and I'm not putting new people in the business and I'm not out building the business. And it's not just losing one customer, it's losing the possibility of millions of dollars of revenue because of the lack of regeneration of what occurs in the network. So, you know, the next thing I want to address is, so I'm excited. I'm extremely engaged. The next thing I want to address is, my good friends, Mary and Richard Amueto, made a very tough personal decision to leave Ambit Energy. Most of you are aware of it. If you're not aware of it, let me fill you in on some of the detail of that. They were offered by a friend of theirs, somebody that they've known for several years that has been a mentor to them, a gentleman that has been a distributor not only in the United States, but internationally, and has been at the top of several companies from a distributor perspective, but also has worked on the corporate side. You know, he has a suite of companies that help network marketing companies succeed, and he decided to open up his own network marketing company. He reached out to Mary and to Richard, and you know, offered them to become the master distributor. For those of you that may not know what a master distributor is that's the person that's at the top of the marketing plan that basically overrides the whole company. And in this particular company, it's a binary company. And for those of you that are familiar with binary companies, you only have to build two legs of your business. And so typically what will happen is you'll have what's called a runaway leg down one leg where you know, people just get stacked in under people, underneath people, underneath people. So you might have 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000 distributors in that leg. And so, you know, the allure is if you get in and get in early enough, all you have to do is build the other leg. And, you know, at the end of the day, with any company, not just Marion Richards, but any company that's out there, you know, the successful ones like Shaklee and Amway and so on and so forth, they have a product set that, that really, really works, you know, and they have a marketing plan that given the, you know, given work and given effort over a period of time where people can make money. Marion Richards company pre-launches, I think around the 4th or the 5th or the 6th of April. I'm not really sure. It'll go through pre-launch and then it'll go into launch. And then they plan on delivering product according to the conference calls that I've listened to in May sometime where people can actually start to earn money. What I can tell you is this, is that I'm engaged with Ambit Energy. The statement that Brian McClure's, they're not Ambit Energy, Vistra is not listening to Brian McClure, 100% false. You know, I've had multiple meetings with them. I'm engaged with them on a daily basis, and I'm very engaged and getting more engaged, number one. Number two is any product-driven company, and this is not a knock on Marion Richards company, and I work wish them all the luck in the world, but the opportunity for a master distributor is somewhat different than a distributor, and I can't imagine, you know, it doesn't make sense to me as to, you know, how you can launch a one product company that, you know, in these times, you know, just from a, doesn't have, again, anything to do with Barry and Richard, but in that particular case, they're trying to launch a company when you can't have meetings and, you know, the restrictions are there in all 50 states and the company will move, internationally. I can tell you this, whether it's Marion Richards company, whether it's Ambit, whether it's anything else that you may be involved with, there have been other companies that have gone around here recently that are, you know, this is a way for you to gather customers. You know, you use this tool and, you know, you'll get leads and these leads will turn into customers. You know, nothing could be further from the truth in that company. You know, show me one person in Ambit Energy that's turned their leads into Ambit Energy customers with any consistency or in any numbers at all, and I'll retract what I'm saying. It just doesn't exist. So, you know, what happens is that people get distracted. Things are, you know, people are discouraged. You know, we lost our gas customers. There have been a couple of events that have occurred that, you know, aren't Ambit Energy's fault in a lot of ways. You know, the spike in the way the electric markets in Texas went last summer with respect to the wholesale club, you know, that's out of Ambit Energy's control. And so some things that have occurred that put doubt in people's mind as to whether, you know, this is still a viable opportunity. And what I can tell you is that I think it's more viable than ever. One, because of the coronavirus thing, what I can tell you is historically proven a fact, no ifs, ands, or buts, is that a company thrives, direct selling companies thrive in a recessionary and in tough economic times because people are more open. You know, the job that's just been sailing along here for the last several years, you know, didn't sail along. Maybe they didn't lose the job. Maybe they didn't get even a bump in their income. You know, a bump in the road with this because they're the clerk at a grocery store. They provide some, you know, they work for the state government or whatever it may be, but they're afraid of what happened and they see what's happened and people are constantly talking to them about, hey, we lost a job, don't know how we're going to do this. You know, well, that's the person that you put into Ambit Energy, right? Public utility unconsciously purchased and habitually used. So to, you know, to go out and try to do a product company, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. People are going to do what they're going to do. Again, I wish Mary and Richard all the luck in the world. They're good friends of mine. I plan on fishing with them and continuing to be their friends. But I can tell you they're now competitors. and I'm competitive, and most of the people on this call are competitive, and don't misunderstand the fact that they're going to be competitors. And they did it right. They did it with integrity. They resigned from Ambit Energy. They no longer get a check from Ambit Energy. They gave up their five figures per month from Ambit Energy to go and do this business that they believe in. But the opportunity that they were given as a master distributor to override the whole company is different than the opportunity that they'll be able to offer to other people. And that's very common in this industry. I know they're going to do great. I wish them all luck in the world. But here's my advice to you is you can't chase two rabbits. Some of you on this call are in the lead generating company that I referred to. How's that working for you? You know, the best thing you can do is resign from that company. Somebody gives you an opportunity to join a company, whether it be Marion Richards or ABC company or XYZ company, you know, when it comes to direct selling, you know, what I would say is no, you can't chase two rabbits and catch either one of them. You've got the greatest opportunity, though, you know, it has had some issues over the last couple of years. You've got the greatest opportunity that there ever was. And, you know, I want to reflect on how business works. You know, Dell Computer, headquartered right here. Michael Dell started in Austin. Michael Dell started in a dorm room in Austin, Texas, and he figured that he started to configure computers, and people kept saying, "Hey, you know, I don't want to buy them off the shelf. I want this configuration and that configuration." And it blossomed into Dell Computer, and they started out with desktop computers. And then as that business changed and people were going to laptops, they became the number one manufacturer of laptops. They took over Compaq that was acquired by Hewlett-Packard. They took over Hewlett-Packard, and they were the chalk when it came to laptops and computers and building hardware. Had factories in Ireland and the United States and you know, enterprise business and selling to government and their stock just would go up and split and go up and split and go up and split and go up and split. We call them in Austin, Texas, secretaries that were in early on, or people that were literally janitors, got stock options, and we call them Dellionaires, you know, because the stock went so well. Well, that market changed, you know, it changed dramatically. And Dell went public. They realized that wasn't in their best interest. They took it back private. And Dell, yeah, you can still get laptops from Dell, but they're basically a services company. You know, they transformed their entire company into a services company. And what I can tell you is the direct selling industry is doing that. There's more and more pressure on product-driven companies, you know, where is there real retailing going on? We don't have that issue. You know, we don't have the issue in Ambit Energy because we have a nice average number of customers per consultant in Ambit Energy. So it's not I self-consume, you know, for a network marketing company to be legitimate. They've got to go out and retail the product. So there has to be a certain number of retail customers attached to the distributor base. And that's becoming more and more difficult and becoming more and more scrutinized. So even successful companies that are literally abandoning their network marketing strategies and, you know, going to more of the direct sales route. So that pressure from the FTC in having a product count, retail product count to the distributor base is increasing. We don't have that problem here. Public utility, unconsciously purchased, habitually used, that you go share with your mother, brother, aunt, uncle, cousin, and get them onto the service. You know, our opportunity is second to none. So I really caution you, hey, look, if your income's down and you want to take another route, you know, go become a real estate agent or go get a part-time job doing something or, you know, be an insurance agent or build a little online business that doesn't have anything to do with network marketing or direct selling. But when it comes to direct selling, you know, pick a horse, hop on it and charge for the finish line for you and your family. And hey, if that's Ambit Energy, you know, what's getting ready to happen, I believe, is the biggest boom to Ambit Energy over the next couple of years that we've ever seen in the company. And there have been some boom times before. I believe that with every fiber in my body. But some people aren't going to believe that. You know, some people are going to have better offers or what they feel is a better offer for their family, Mary and Richard, and they're going to leave. And that's what's best for them and their family. And other people are going to, you know, get promotions at work or have an opportunity to, you know, get into a business that just isn't going to be able to afford them the time to work their direct selling ambient energy business. And that's okay too. So people are going to leave. And what I can tell you is that it's easier to give birth than to resurrect the dead. You know, you look at ambient energy, you know, 30, 60 days from now, and ambient energy is going to be a totally different company from the way, from what we need as consultants than it has been for the past 6 or 7 months. So I know I've gone on for quite a while, but I hope everybody will stick in here because I want to bring on a guy that is literally scalding it. You know, judge me on what I do, not what I say I'm going to do. You know, Kirk Horan's never taken his eye off the ball. Kirk Horan's, you know, won the Thompson Leadership Award and several other awards, a national consultant in the business. And when he became a national consultant, unlike other national consultants that didn't really, you know, engage and build a national consultant business, you know, he put his head down. He's building his national consultant business. He has a huge EC business. And people in that business have residual income checks that are going up. They're not going down, okay? I don't know if you saw the Facebook post from Anthony Coletti, but Anthony Coletti in his Facebook post said he had, you know, had gotten involved in his traditional job and was really engaged with that, hadn't done a whole lot in ambient energy the last 3 or 4 months, but that last month he got the largest residual check that he'd ever gotten in ambient energy, and his residual checks have comma in it, and, you know, boom. And it's because they didn't lose focus as a team. So, Kirk, I want to bring you on and thank you for joining the call and you know, have you kind of tell people what's going on with Team International and the growth that it's experiencing. And then I know you've got a couple of really special people that are absolutely scalding it. And I know because they're NC coded to me, and I get text literally daily, boom, 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 people coming in, people coming in, people coming in. Pretty exciting. So, Kirk, take it over.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian. You know, I was thinking about, well, let me start off by saying this. You know, one of my mentors, you and Ray Monty, I want everybody to keep Ray Monty and his mom in their prayers. She was rushed to the ER at 4 a.m. this morning, been tested for coronavirus. We're praying for them. So I want to start off by mentioning that. But to get into, you know, Brian, I was thinking about everything you just said, and I realize that all of that is very important, but for what I do, that it means nothing to me. I've put my head down. You taught me what I need to do. I've gone out and I've been building this business for 11 years, persistent, consistent effort. As you said, I keep my eye on the prize. I never get distracted. You know, it hasn't always been good times. There's been ups and downs through this journey, but you know, what can you do that there isn't ups and downs? And I've just put my head down and forged on while other people have put their business on the shelf or whatever, and that's fine. And you know, you mentioned Anthony Coletti, and it's a great story, and it's just another story of many in ambient energy. But you know, he put 3 years of hardcore effort into this thing, and he took on a job that he had to focus on to make the kind of money he was making before he left property management. So he took on this job, and he has not done anything with ambient. And actually, it's been over 8 months. And because of something he started 3 years ago, his residual income has continually gone up. And that's the power of a service-based business. Even when people stop building, the customers don't leave. And that's what we have here, and that's what I'm excited about. You know, one side story, you were talking about building through social media. That's what I've been doing for years. I didn't know what I was doing, but through the years, I've gotten better at it. I've probably through social media, I brought in at least a couple hundred people directly by working the system, and it's very tiring at times. I'm sure there's a better way than what I do. But, you know, recently I brought in a gentleman that I connected with through social media, and I couldn't tell where he lived. I knew he was in network marketing, so we connected, and he's in a product-based business. And after discussion, I learned he lived in Minnesota, and I was like, shoot, you know, I don't foresee our company coming to Minnesota anytime soon. And he goes, well, what is it? I go, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and explain it to you. I will tell you that it's in the energy field, and I'll send you my link. I sent him my link, and the guy signed up. His name is Matt, and this guy is wearing me out, and I love it. You know, I was telling a couple people, he reminds me of myself when I first started in Ambit back in 2009. You know, I was wearing Ray Monty out. I was wearing you out with phone calls, and we're doing phone calls, but this guy's wearing me out with Zoom meetings, and I love it because, you know, we're showing the business multiple times a day. He's only been in the business 8 days. He's got 5 consultants under him, I think, maybe 6. And, you know, he's just waiting on the customers. Here's a guy who lives in Minnesota, and he's fast-tracking to regional consultant. He put me on a Zoom with a couple, and he said they were Canadian. And I'm looking in the background while we're on the Zoom, and I said, well, that doesn't look like you're in Canada. They go, no, we're in Belize. And this couple signed up as consultants in Belize, and then they've been signing up consultants up in Alberta, Canada. So now we have 5-6 people come in our business now that are building, and I'm doing a Zoom call tomorrow because I know nothing about the Canadian market. So we're going to learn about, you know, how to read the bills and stuff up there because I know it's a little bit different. But, you know, our team is crushing it because we're doing Zoom presentation after Zoom presentation after Zoom presentation. You know, I had people ask me, how do we build the business during these times? And I said, it's the same. The only thing that's different is you're not sitting face-to-face in a cafe. You're sitting face-to-face at your computers, you know, using Zoom. What an incredible tool to use to build this business. And, you know, we're really building a rapport with people, a trust, and that's what this business is all about. So I'm excited about that. But, you know, enough about me. I'm excited to bring on 2 special guests. A little bit of background. These women are from Brazil, mother-daughter dynamic duo. Marcia is a college-educated woman who came to the United States with her family for a better life, and she was cleaning houses. She was on her hands and knees. She had some injuries. She had some health issues, and you know, she just kind of settled into this is the way life is going to be until she was introduced to Ambit Energy. And you know, you talk about pursuing the American dream. This dynamic duo are unstoppable. They, over the last 30 days, I just looked, I've had over 100 new consultants come in, and I would say probably 50, 60 of them at least are through her organization. And so I wanted to invite executive consultant Marcia Santos onto the line and senior consultant, soon to be executive consultant, Ketlin Santos, both out of the state of Florida. So the people I'm talking about do not even live in states where Ambit provides service. Marcia and Ketlin, are you on the line?
Hi, Kirk.
Hi, Kirk.
How are you, ladies? Well, listen, we appreciate you getting good. So I'll start off with you, Marcia, because you know, you really been after it here, and I'd like you to share with people a little bit about your background and then talk about some of the things you're doing building your business right now.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm really happy and excited to be here tonight and share a little about myself. And just want to thank you, Kirk and Brian McLeod for inviting me to be here.
Hi, everyone. So I'll be translating for her while she share about a little bit about herself. Fala pouco sobre você e o que você está fazendo.
Eu comecei a investir aproximadamente 2 anos e 5 meses atrás, 2017,
2018. So I started Ambit for about 2.5 years ago. December of 2017.
In Cape Cod. Um amigo do Brasil me apresentou a Priscila.
So one friend of mine who used to live here in USA, he came to my house and then he presented me to Priscila Pereira.
E eu fui uma apresentação do Arquil Anthony.
Yeah, and I went to a business presentation where Anthony Coletta was doing it.
Obrigada, Priscila. Obrigada, Anthony.
Thank you, Priscila. Thank you, Anthony.
A partir daí, eu comecei um novo desafio.
So after that, I started a new challenge for myself.
Porque eu não conhecia muitas pessoas, estava 2 anos aqui, não falava inglês.
Because I didn't know a lot of people, and I was only here in USA for about 2 years, and I didn't speak any English.
Então eu comecei a pensar o que eu faria para conhecer pessoas.
So I started thinking about what would I do to start meeting new people.
Lembrei que existia o Facebook.
So I remember the Facebook there.
Aí comecei a procurar grupos onde tivesse pessoas que eu pudesse falar em português.
So I started looking for Facebook groups where I could find Brazilian people, Brazilian communities in all of the states.
Todo mundo paga energia, certo?
And I knew that everybody pays their electric bills.
Então, eu descobri que muitas pessoas, muitos brasileiros moravam em vários estados desregulamentados.
And then I found out that a lot of Brazilian lives in all of the deregulated states.
Então, eu comecei a procurar esses brasileiros.
So I started searching and looking for those Brazilians.
E aí, eu comecei meu negócio online.
So since the beginning, I started my business online.
Mas eu não fiquei só no online.
But I didn't kept only on the online business.
Eu sempre participei de todas as reuniões do Cape Cod com Kurt.
I always participated in all the business presentation in home and with Anthony, with Kurt. I used to travel like 3 hours to Connecticut to do business presentation in person too.
E mesmo não entendendo muito o que eles falavam, toda semana eu estava lá. Eu participei de todos os eventos que a Embit tinha.
And even though I couldn't understand a lot of what they were saying on the business presentations, on the meetings, I was there.
Então, eu fui pegando e aprendendo como eles faziam.
So I was looking through them and then I was seeing myself on them. So I just learned from them what they were doing and started doing that myself.
E foi quando eu entendi o que a Embit era para mim e para todos.
And that's when I understood what Embit is for me and what Embit is for everyone.
E decidi criar um caminho para que eu pudesse colocar outras pessoas também.
So I decided to go to a path, like to create a path where I could bring other people with me too.
E eu pensei, se o Kirk pode, se todos podem, por que eu não posso também?
And then I thought, if Kirk can do it and if everyone can do it, why can't I do it?
Então, eu criei e falei, vou fazer minha própria história para eu contar.
So, I decided on my mind that I'll do my own story so I could share my story to people and inspire others.
E tinha um bom porquê também.
And I had a good why.
Saí da limpeza e tirar minha filha da limpeza.
Because I didn't want to keep cleaning houses and I wanted to take my daughter out of it too because she used to go and clean houses with me too.
E ensinar para ela uma profissão.
And teach her... And teach her how to do another business that doesn't use her efforts, her back, for example.
Então, foi aí que eu consegui, coloquei uma meta de chegar executivo em 1 ano.
So that's when I set up a goal that in 1 year of business, I will become an executive consultant.
Eu nunca me distraí.
And I never distracted myself.
Eu recebi muitas propostas.
I had a lot of offers, but I always like, no, Embit is my wife, so I want to keep 100% on it.
Quando eu comecei a aparecer muito no Facebook, muitas pessoas me procuravam.
When I started to grow on my business, a lot of people came to me looking for me, calling me to be on their business, other business, and then I always said no.
Não quero nem ver.
I don't want to even look at it because I love Embit.
E essa paixão que eu tenho pela Embit, então... Por eu gostar tanto do que eu faço, eu não preciso de muitas coisas, basta eu falar do que eu estou vivendo.
Because I love what I do, when people come to me, I don't have to tell them much, so because they see what I do and how much I love it, that they get excited to know about this opportunity.
Então eu entendi que basta eu mostrar para as pessoas o que na minha vida, o que está mudando na minha vida.
So I understood that the only thing I need to show them at first is to show them what Embit has done to my life.
E assim, as pessoas entendem fácil.
And so this is the easiest way that they can understand about how my life is changing and they come to know more.
Eu sempre falo para o meu time, nós não precisamos vender a Embit, nós temos que vender a nossa história dentro da Embit.
So I always tell my team that we don't need to sell Embit, we just need to show ourselves and our lives inside Embit.
O que ela faz na nossa
and
vida.
And what Embit can do to our lives.
Então eu amo ajudar as pessoas, e quando você ama ajudar as pessoas, você faz a Embit fácil.
I love helping people, and then when you love helping people, you can do Embit easy because Embit is helping others.
E hoje eu tenho muito a agradecer o meu time.
And today I have a lot to thank my team.
Well, you definitely have built an incredible team. We're very proud of you, Marcia and Catelyn, and we thank you for getting on here tonight. You know, you are, you know, your story in Embit is incredible. You know. You're right. You know, I've been hit up with many things along the way myself, and I've kept my eye on the prize. In my opinion, there's nothing better in a time like we're in right now with what's going on in our country, being able to go help people save money on a bill they have to pay and help people make money and get free energy. I'm really excited about the future. We're very proud of you ladies. Continued success. And what I want to do now is bring back on our national consultant, number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, Brian McClure. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having us all on.
Well, thank you guys for getting on it. I mean, it's just an exciting story, you know, for all the consultants that are on the call. You know, I mean, you know, you look at that story and the power of that story and, you know, the language barrier, the, you know, living in Florida, so on and so forth. And I'm telling you that they are just rocking it. I mean, just absolutely rocking it. So, you know, a lot of exciting things going on. I'm excited for next week's call. I'm going to really encourage everybody to blow up social media. We'll get the emails out on Thursday announcing, you know, who's going to be on the call, but I'm going to have a special call next Sunday night. I've got to confirm the speaker, but it's going to be one you're not going to want to miss. So, you know, I hope that you'll, when you get the message, you'll really push it out, get your team on. And what I can tell you is that next week's Sunday call is going to be a blockbuster. So I appreciate everybody getting on the call. What I can tell you is stay focused on what you have to work with. You've got a company that pays commissions. You got a company that has a public utility that's unconsciously purchased, habitually used, that's owned by a $1 billion publicly traded company, the likes of which is what's getting ready to happen. I don't think it'll ever be repeated in the history of network marketing. It's going to be that big. So, you know, bottom line is stay the course, stay focused, do what you have to do. And I can tell you, zero doubt in my mind, and I'm talking about zero. A lot of times, if you heard me on calls, I say I'm 99.9% positive. I'm 100% positive that this whole coronavirus thing, one, will pass, and everybody will be okay at some point in the future. And secondly, it'll be the biggest boom to our business because of who we are, where we're positioned, and that we market a service, not a product. That's ever happened, I believe, in direct selling. You're going to see a growth curve that's going to be launched over the next 6, 7, 8 months, and then it's just going to take off like a rocket. It's not going to take off like a rocket in 6 or 7 or 8 months, but the foundation is going to be built. The rocket's going to be put in place. It's going to be ignited, and you want to be a part of it. Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines, dust off the written list, get on a lot of different calls, and make sure that you plug in. I'd be really remiss to not mention one other thing. Most of you know this, but, you know, really, really proud of Rose and Kevin Duncan, who promoted to NC this past week. Just another testimony that if you keep your nose down and you keep running really hard, that things can happen in a big way. You can promote in this market even if it's concentric Texas marketplace, which they have an organization elsewhere as well, but primarily based in Texas. So they have a great team website, a lot of really good Zoom meetings, opportunity and training, and that's teamambit.com. So it's another resource for you to to get on trainings and you know, associate with some of the best in the business. So we've got team526.biz. You can go to the EC Factory Facebook page, and you can go to teamambit.com. A lot of good stuff there. And hopefully over the next couple of weeks, we'll put together a site that everybody can go to, and, you know, it'll all be consolidated into one place. But all those resources are open to anybody that wants to use them. And I strongly, strongly recommend that you tie in and learn some of the tricks and the traps of how you can build the business sitting in the comfort of your living room. And you got time right now, let's put it to use. All right, Bear, if you'll open it back up, I appreciate everybody, and I can't wait till next Sunday night at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, and we're going to let it rip one more time.
Okay, guys, before you go, let me just mention this to you. I've actually had a couple of text messages during the call. Yes, you can hear this call again. Go to topambitleaders.com. Once again, topambitleaders.com. I'm telling you, if your team was not on this call, you're going to want to hear them to hear this call from the number one income earner telling you what the future is going to be like in Ambit Energy. To have Kirk Horan on the call and his leaders in Florida, it's going to be phenomenal, okay? Go to topambitleaders.com. Make sure you're here next Sunday night for the special call that Brian already has planned. I'm going to open up the lines, and you can say thank you to everyone, and you all can have a good evening. Hold on a moment.